פרק ד' סעיף י"ד. פחיתת ירקות כבושים ומבושלים. A person wants to squeeze out juice from ירקות, from vegetable, which is כבושים, כבוש, is pickled ומבושלים, or if it is cooked. י"ד. ירקות כבושים. Yerakot, which are pickled. Going melafafom chomot. You've got melafafom chomot, which is cucumbers, which are pickled. Uchadoima, anything which is compared like it. Hasfugim b'mashke, which are absorbed with juice. Uvala seichtom, you want to go and squeeze them out. יש להבחין בין זה בין שני אופנים. We'll make the differentiation between two cases. אלף, אם כוונוסי בסחית הזו, if you want with this squeezing out, המנוס להשתמש במשקים היוצים. You want to use the juice which comes out of it. כגון, the case, לטבל בהם פיתו. You want to go and dip in your bread into the juice. אפילו לסחתם. You're not allowed to go and squeeze them out. That means, if a person has pickles, or any sort of vegetable or food which is cooked, which has got inside the juice, if one squeezes from this vegetable or food, and squeezes out the juice, if one squeezes it because one wants the juice, you want to use it, then it is also to do it on Shabbos. It is only also pastors, Mr. Brewer takes on, it's only also midrabbonim. Base. In kavanosei letzach achilas hayerek. If your reason is why you're squeezing out this, let's say, pickles, is in order to eat the vegetable without having the juice inside it. Lesalek mimenu, to take away from it, as ribu amashkin, habeluim bo, the too much sauce which is inside it. Adola muta, then it is muta. So what do we say? What does it say here? That if the reason why you squeeze it out is not for the juice, you squeeze it out in order to have the vegetable without the juice inside it, because you want to eat the juice. You want to eat the vegetable without the juice. It's too much juice inside it. You want to eat only the vegetable. Then there's no problem to go and squeeze out the juice. So we made a differentiation between the two cases. That if one has pickles, if one squeezes it because one wants the food to be without the juice, then you're allowed to do it. If you want in order to use the juice, you're not allowed to do it. Seif tesvov. Seif tesvov. Davar ma'achal, if you got food, shenitagen, it is roasted, it is fried, or in the special, or it is cooked. It is absorbed with oil or with some sort of water, liquid. Dinay kemavua besif hakodim. The same thing as we learned before. Shimbala seichte lezer shimush b'shemen. If you're squeezing it out in order to use the oil, oy beroitzev asfugim bo. You want to use the oil or the juice which was inside it. How is that also? And it also, Vim Kavanos, if your reason is why the tzerech achila, you want to do it before the, because you want the food to be without the juice, because the salak is with rotev, in order to take away the lot of the rotev, a lot of the, that shouldn't be full of juice, or the shemen, or the shemen in which you've got it, inside it, ha'izeh muta. So what does it say? Now, not only if you've got pickles, also if you've got any sort of food. Let's say if you've got a fried egg. Yeah, and you've got a fried egg or a French toast, which has got too much oil inside it. Now, you want to go and take out of the egg, which is fried. You want to squeeze it out from the oil which is inside it, because you want to eat the egg without the oil. You don't like the oil. That is allowed to be done, because why are you squeezing it out? You're squeezing it out because you don't want the oil. You don't want the liquid. That's allowed to do. But if the reason why you're squeezing out from the from the from the from the French toast is because you want to eat the oil, you want to dip your bread into the oil which comes out of it, or if you've got, like we learned before, if you've got the pickles and you want to, you like the juice of the pickles alone, you're squeezing out because of the pickles, that means that you're not allowed to do it. Anything from which you're squeezing out, in such cases when it was made into, when it was done together, was cooked together, or was pickled together, you're squeezing it out in order that you should have the juice, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. But if you're not squeezing for the juice, you're squeezing in order that that food should be without the juice, that you're allowed to do it. Let's just see that bracket at the end of Tesvav. Well, in an isthmus, a person who's very isthmus, he can't eat it. Whatever happens, if you give him whatever circumstance it is, he would never eat this food without having this oil. Let's say it's a fried egg. He would never eat a fried egg which has got oil inside. He has to squeeze it out. He would never eat it. Who is not possible. He will never do it. Then he's got a problem. He's got a different problem. He's got a problem from Boyer. But if he's not an Istanis, he's not a person who can't eat it, then he's no problem from Boyer.